What he is saying is that we have to inhibit certain American rights, which we recognize as being constitutional rights, certain liberties, certain privacies, in order to protect the larger rights that we all hold dear. Now, if you buy the notion that you can do that, that you can just sort of tweak rights, you have slightly fewer rights than you had before, but don't worry about it. We won't take any more away from you. That makes perfectly good sense. The danger is you may be on a slippery slope, and once you start taking rights away, where do you draw the line?
You studied the questions that you raised in this documentary for months and worked on it for a long time. And do you think America is safer than she was 5 years ago?
I don't think you can look around the world and say that we are safer. 5 years ago, we were dealing with 19 terrorists who worked for an organization which our intelligence agencies estimated at no more than a couple of thousand men, for the most part. I think we have, in one sense, we have raised Osama bin Laden to the level of an international superstar. And we have turned Al-Qaeda into the most successful franchise operation since McDonald's. I can't see that terrorism has been diminished or that the number of terrorists have been diminished. We are clearly no better off today in Iraq than we were a few years. I mean, quite clearly that optimistic banner that was unfurled behind the president on the aircraft carrier of mission accomplished was drastically and tragically overly optimistic.
Thanks very much for talking to us about this project.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR senior news analyst Ted Koppel. His documentary, The Price of Security, airs tomorrow on the Discovery Channel.